You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. FML Milan.
It's Walsh.
What's happening?
Big pod today, baby.
Big pod all the time. There's 10 game weeks less than the season. There's fucking title race, top four race, Europe race, relegation race, doubles, blanks, chips, tits, tots.
That was a good summary of everything.
That's basically everything that I can think of. Yeah, off the top of my head.
What's fun new weekend. With you? Yeah. You know, life's good. Everything's chill.
Wild games.
A lot of goals.
Whoever wild carded this week is fucking flying.
Theme of the year. Like, whoever does like what most people do each week flies.
Yeah, I mean,
we've had this conversation before, right? Like, whoever free hit this week flying. Like, whoever.
Yeah. We have done that. Yeah. Well, they fucking nailed it. I wildcarded on my brother's team, so I know the general consensus of, like, it was just all the picks. It's just, you know, every like auto pick that people put in basically did really well. And so, you know, they're flying for that reason.
Yeah.
Setting up for the bench boost and just a lot of the doublers returned and all that shit.
Yeah, man. A lot of the good picks did good things this weekend.
Yeah.
So you want to start with your team, or start with my team?
The not so good of my team. So I'm on 51 with a hit, so 47. I brought in Jota and Rudiger for Bruno and Soufal. Jota got a zero, so you hate to see that. And he's not getting auto sub for Billy Gilmore first on my bench. I'm down like a fat 21K. All I have left are... For the Thursday double games is Captain Rudiger, Jacob Ramsey, who's never going to score a point again, and Dennis, who...
He got a clean sheet point.
Yeah, he got me three. I mean, could do a lot worse than three. Yeah, no, he could do a lot worse than three. He might get five for the game week. I just had, you know, Captain Rudiger did the floor thing that we talked about. He got his six, and he's going to play against Norwich, so solid. Trent 12, everyone has Trent, and Kane really softened the blow for me today with a 13 pointer. Kane
that
is
was
just
so big.
So big. Kane is just on ridiculous fire. He looks so fucking good.
Yeah, he's been playing really well lately.
And everyone else blanked.
The Arsenal blank clean was bad.
I mean, it started with the Dennis goal in the first like 30 seconds. I was like, oh, here we fucking go. One like chance of a good week gone. Yeah. And then they were cleaning for a while. And then Cucho, last on my bench, Cucho with the bicycle kick. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be your first red for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Happens.
Okay. Yeah, it happens.
Happens.
So,
the pod moves. If I stuck to the Friday My Life moves, which was a -8 instead of a 4, but I would have gotten Son and Kulusevski instead of Jota, and I would have benched Dennis. Would have just been massive. What did Kulu get? 10 and Son got 7, I think.
Something like that.
So, something 11, like that.
I think he got a bonus. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be like much, much better shape there. Yeah.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah.
But you know, shit happens. Jota's still good player for the double, etc. So, you know.
Yeah, hopefully.
I just hope I don't get fucked too hard by the remaining doubles. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're gonna probably be going down. You just want to minimize how much.
Yeah,
more
I just don't want like Coutinho, Rafinha, Broya, Adams, Reese. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a lot of mines. It's definitely like a very scary Thursday for me.
Yeah,
for Team Milan. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What about you?
I'm on 62 right now. Same with you. Brought in Rudiger, captain him. Obviously got rid of Dean. I knew he was riddled before the deadline. Idiots. Ha ha. Fucking idiots.
No, Dean, Kevin, they keep their first clean in like, you know, a while.
No, they just cleaned.
Oh, did they just
clean? Just got me a clean recently.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did. I forgot that game happened.
Yeah, I mean, I got Trent points. I got Kevin Hall, Van Dijk points. I have a bunch of guys left, so whatever, you know, it's fun.
Kev 18 pointer, baby.
Yeah, Kev. And before the game, I didn't watch the game that was like the only game I missed all weekend, but team sheets came out. First thing I said,
no Gundo. It's Kev time.
Kev's going to haul finally. There we go. Bam, baby. Knew it all along.
He was so good, man.
Yeah, he was good.
My mom loves Kev.
Oh my God.
She was like,
of course Sharon does. Sharon has good taste.
Oh, she knows. And she's watching. She's like, yeah, I was watching the first half. Like, his face wasn't even red. Usually his face gets so red. And then second half, it got really red. And I was like, yeah. fine today. Still Kev. Still Kev.
Yeah. No, that was actually a very good point by Sharon. He usually is red faced pretty quickly.
Oh, immediately. But United is just, you know,
it's too easy.
Very bad. It was too easy. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You're up 2 in the cup, but Luke has 9 doublers left because he bench boosted and took a -16. So
classic scum person who names himself in Discord after a fucking pedophile. So there's no surprise.
Is that true? Wait, what?
His name's Gilfy in the fucking thing.
Oh my God.
His name's actual name is not Gilfy. He didn't change
his name is Luke. Yeah, wow.
We don't need to blast his surname on there, but it's
everyone's going to at him. Yeah, his surname is...
Everyone give him a lot of shit.
Yeah. Please do. I'm down 5. I'm just fucked. Unless Jacob Ramsey just does a Coutinho and Halls, that's my only chance of winning.
That's a hilarious joke. Yeah, that's the first funny joke. Great. Best joke of the pod so far.
Thank you. But should I name the pod that? Unless Jacob Ramsey Halls?
No.
Maybe. It's kind of funny. So we're not going to do the March league updates because there's still 4 games to play, but I can tell you the February mug winners, and there's 5 of them because there's a 3-way tie for 3rd place. So Luke in 1st place, Luke Barlow, team name, always trust Walsh. 2nd place, Caleb St. Ather, credit to the boys, which is also us. So we're just getting heavily shouted out in the mug winners, which I love. All and then the 3-way ties, Jim Elwerson, aka Drink or Drunk, DRNK capitalized. Or maybe that means, you know, something else that I don't even know. Sam Sitch, aka Cloptimus Prime, and Vincent Bill, aka Conte Ha. Good job by you guys. Yeah. Mugs are check your email.
Yeah. Triple tie for the mug record number of mugs being sent out this month.
Behind 5 things, mugs.
Yeah. Things at FML LLC over here. Alon sends the emails out for the mugs to whomever, right? And then we both share access to the email account. It's the only thing I have actual eyes on that has to do with this podcast. if you're keeping track at all.
The festival and the email.
Yeah, Discord and the email. That's all I have access to. And I just see these like little emails trickling in. Everyone's from Australia. Like, okay, the mugs this month are going to cost us fucking $10,000.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we do the cup, just to afford the mugs.
To afford the mugs. All right.
Yeah, our accountant's going to call us and be like, what the fuck did you do in February? Why do you need $10,000 lotion? Johnny Drama shit.
Entourage.
Let's talk about some football.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Just start with today because it's fresh, or where do you want to go? Where do you want
to
go?
I wanted to start with like the Rüdiger Reis sitch.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Because I feel like that's a more important like FPL thing, you know?
Let's talk about it. So,
okay.
Well, yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I mean, it reminded me so much of... So, I guess we both brought Rüdiger in.
Yes. Right?
We saw the press conference before about Reese, like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. So leaves you feeling a little bit more hopeful. But from a process standpoint, I mean, we're basically, it's the age-old FPL conundrum of, you know, certainty with a high floor versus uncertainty with a higher ceiling.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it's like, when do you do A versus B? It's like, you know, each time we look, because then I'm reminded of, okay, well, we had a couple weeks ago, right? Burnley, the only team with a double game week, like two games versus one game, like blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we didn't go on like Vegas, like, okay, well, they're a bad team. So, you know, we use the data to help us. But in this one, yeah. It was so much more, I feel like, focused because it was the same team, same defense, like, same clean sheet, you know, and I like, where do you act? Like, when do you listen to that? And when do you not? Like, is it genuinely a fucking mess coin flip? Or is there something to be taken from it? The one thing I did think of where this has come up in the past, I had like maybe years ago whereas like, what kind of manager are you? Like, do you take the -8 or do you play for the floor versus right. the ceiling? Like, but doing whichever one you are, that you do that consistently. Right. Like where, remember that we had this conversation a long time ago where it's like,
yeah, where it's like, if you're playing both styles, you're just going to do poorly because you're going to get you're going to do the one thing wrong. And then you're going to try and be conservative and do that wrong and miss where you would have taken a hit. Yeah. It's like, you don't get either benefit almost.
Because essentially what we're conceding, I think, in that they are all coin flips sort of.
Yes.
But if you stick with your method, you know, you'll come out somewhere.
Right. No. I mean, it makes some sense, right? Because if you're constantly taking hits and taking risks, you need the big hauls.
Yeah.
You need the massive Reese haul ceilings to account for that. Right. But if you're playing safe and not taking hits and whatever, the floor just keeps you steadily ticking.
Yeah.
But even though it's less. Like, yeah.
So that was just like one thing I thought of. But I had been continually... Like, I feel good about doing the Rüdiger. Like, I would have done it again, I think. You know, I mean, it's still, to me, I mean, we were talking about Reese and obviously before the deadline. And he was getting 0 points for fun, for actual fun, for like many game weeks in a row. I mean, he's gotten obviously a couple goals and he's obviously more explosive than Rüdiger just watching them play, you know, but.
Yeah. He plays wing. Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one. I don't know how much you can learn from this type of thing, but I think it's almost just more interesting to just talk about it, right? Because it's like, it's one of the main advantages that wildcard teams had, because there's no question, like someone tweeted when I posted the lineup, someone tweeted like, I'm surprised neither of you went for Reese. And I wrote back like, on wildcard, he'd be 100% in both of our teams. There's question.
Yeah.
Reese, Rüdiger, first two names in the wildcard team. No question. And advising everyone to do the same. They're both great picks. It's just, making that 1 week call. I don't know if it's like we got it wrong. You know, I don't know if you play that game 1,000 times. Does Reese's goal that was like, had like 5 Burnley players in between him and the goal, does that get through every time? No, but I don't know. It is what it is, sort of, you know? I don't know if I can learn from that. And our cap's still cleaned. We were saying this whole time, 8-point floor. He still has a ceiling. He gets some goals and some assists. He could get a, you know, an attacking return and max bones and another clean, and we could be sitting here like, wasn't even that much worse. Then again, Reese could just start the next game and get an attacking return and max bones, and it's like, holy fuck, Reese. Yeah. But, I just don't know much else to learn from it. Like, I mean, one thing that I will say is that, like, obviously, Reese cappers are flying, but in your case, your team's still doing well. Like, you're having a really good game week with a Rüdiger cap. You know, like, the week wasn't dependent on if you made that call. The week was like, we still made a good call in the week, depending on the rest of your team. Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't know. We don't have all the information yet, but I mean, a lot of people kept him low. They're not having fun.
No.
You know, I mean, if you didn't get in Reese, you know, you're not probably having a good time. I don't know. I think it is pretty dependent on Reese. I mean, a lot of people that wildcarded him did do own him and didn't cap him, but I mean, he has 18 points. He's going to get, you know, probably he'll six probably more. Start again. I mean, yeah, he subbed off early. I mean,
yeah.
And Tuchel had that quote, like, it matters if he plays 65 or 90 or so, because he doesn't chill in games, I guess, or whatever. So, you know, expecting him to start, I mean, he's shat all over Rudiger.
Yeah.
For captaincy this game week, and he's going to make the gulf bigger. So, you know, we have to see when that's done, but
we have to
obviously,
see,
you know, Kane, Kevin, there were some players who did haul, but, you know, Trent, everyone kind of has Trent. I mean, some people did get rid of Trent, but yeah, I don't know.
No, but it was kind of, I mean, I think what we said is still kind of true. Obviously, in my case, where no one returned and I transferred in zero, I'm not going to have a good week. But like, what we kind of agreed was that we're in a captain the floor guy, because most of the other caps we don't think are good picks. And when you look at who people actually captained, obviously Coutinho came through, Reese came through, but the two, you know, Rafinha was the second most popular captain and Mo was the fourth most popular captain. Yeah. So like, we're destroying those teams. Rudiger still has so far, a game to play and it's a banker, you know? So it's like,
that's true.
And people
that's
captain true. Mount and like fucking Jim and stuff like that. And it's just like, what the fuck, you know? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, okay. I think we still set ourselves up, I think, for a good week and made a good, objectively good transfer in, right? He's sitting on six with, you know, at Norwich to play. That's, yeah. You can't
and
get better
than that. And he's a good long-term
that.
Pick.
And he's a good long-term pick.
Yeah, and I mean, it was also a little bit weird because there were so many double game weeks. You know, I mean, I guess another thing we could have looked at is should we have gone heavier in, you know, but we weren't transferring. I mean, even for hits and shit, like if we did think like two cleans, like, I don't know, maybe that's something that we didn't really spend too much time thinking about.
I mean, I think it's like team positioning almost in a way. Like I felt really good starting five at the back with two of them being Arsenal with Watford. I wasn't like I'm hitting out Gabriel for a minus eight to get to Reese. Yeah. Not this week, you know, maybe in the future or some shit. Yeah. But, you know, it's also one of the things that I've also kind of learned from this game week, and a lot of it's probably hindsight, but you know, the game week 31 tentative plan of when I'm going to wildcard, like how different is it going to be than if you wildcarded this week? You know, and there's some, of course, there's going to be changes, you know, 3 game weeks or 4 game weeks of data, and there'll be some different picks on the edges and stuff like that. But when it comes to guys like, you know, the Liverpool guys and Rudiger and Reese and the Spurs guys, you know,
I don't think that's fair though, because it's, dude, how many, there's an international break. How many games are there?
Of course. And we'll see.
Yeah.
But at this moment, it feels like, damn. Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously going to get Rudiger and Reese. Like they still have unbelievable fixtures for the rest of the season. They're still going to have, I think, another double or two more doubles that are not scheduled yet. You know, it's like, they're just going to be season-long holds from here on out. So
yeah, they might be. All right, well, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge, because there is suddenly a lot of competition at the defense spot. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Kai. How about Kai?
Yeah, I mean, that was always going to happen.
Dude, I feel like every good attacking performance Chelsea has put in the last 2 seasons, Kai is essential. He's just like the focal point of all of them.
I don't have energy to talk about that again. I'm going to be honest.
Let's not talk about it then.
All right, that was kind of meandery, but
well,
I don't know if we got anywhere.
It's just that's the kind of game it is. It's just dice rolls and there's a lot of luck and randomness and, you know, I don't know. We took all the information we had. I texted my friends who are Chelsea fans. I looked at what Chelsea people were saying on Twitter or whatever. Reese felt extremely risky to me.
Yeah.
Like a very decent probability he doesn't start both games. Didn't seem worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really regret it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I also don't regret it. I'm just trying to see if there was something that was unturned because a lot of like people did go there. You know, I mean, it wasn't like that was a rogue shout. Like a lot of people who had the choice went with him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what they would say, you know?
Yeah.
And with you know, obviously hindsight, it's hard to get around that. But I wonder what their process was. I wonder what they were thinking, because I certainly wasn't. You know, even on my brother's team, I wild carded him in. I Captain Rudiger.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
I agree with you. Yeah, what would have pushed you over to that camp?
Right. Right. I mean, I think if like the aforementioned Chelsea friends had texted me back, like, no, Reese is going to start both, I'd go Reese. I think I might have gone there, you know, but that was no one's take was that. Yeah. Like, even the most hardcore Chelsea fans were like, it's really risky. you know, minutes are sketch.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about today? I feel like it's just fresh and it was such a fucking annihilation. Spurs 5-0. Over Everton, we got a bunch of questions. Tio said, is Doc the doubling defender we should all be hitting in this week? Obviously, Tio. Tuna and Rice said, is triple Spurs good now? If so, who are the best three? Mikey and Can I Get a Hell Yeah, we're both looking at Kane, Kulu, Son, or Kane, Kulu, Doc. And then Hemdog said, do we ride out Son into the sunset or push buttons for Kulu and Kane? Cool, Sevsky. He can get it, dude.
Yeah, he's really good.
Oh my god, I love watching him.
Yeah. He's just it's like such a rare combination of a player where he's like so tricky and so skillful on the ball, but his final balls are so good. His decision making is so good.
Decision making is the big one, I think.
Like, he doesn't just waste shit. Like, everything he does is like, especially from an FPL standpoint, is like his balls and his actions are like meaningful.
Yeah.
He's a great, great FPL asset. You know, he reminds me of like everything I wish Sancho was, but is not.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. I feel like usually those kind of players, those wingery types, are like terrible on bones and always try and like take on people individually. He's very unselfish. Like, usually guys with that kind of a good touch and dribbling skill are kind of selfish, a Mahrez type or whatever. Like, and yeah, he's just. Today he didn't really come close to scoring, and he just created everything. He had like over one XA, like he's just a monster. Where are you at with Spurs? I mean, Doc is back.
I mean, I am very far, I think, away from what like the meta is after watching them do 5-0 and 4-0, because I feel like I have a fucking broken record after talking about the Leeds game, but the Everton plan was basically the same thing that Bielsa did in just like different, like,
but worse.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It was just like tailor made set up to just for this Spurs team to rip them apart. I mean, this is all the Spurs team can really do that we've seen. We see them play Burnley and, you know,
We
saw how that went. Yeah. So when they play teams that have actual somewhat competent defenses who aren't just spread out, high line, push everyone up into the Spurs half, I don't expect them to score more than two goals in like any game. And I expect them to struggle. You know, I mean, they have games against Brighton, West Ham, Newcastle, I think are going to be a tough one for them. Brighton again. At Villa, I don't think it's going to be easy. You know, I think at Man United, they're going to fucking destroy them. I think that's not going to be a competitive game. But I think these games following, even though they on paper look okay, I think they're going to just kind of struggle to create like we saw them kind of do in that Burnley game and that Wolves game, you know. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, they could just be better because they've got Kulusevski, you know, playing in form, and they have three attackers now instead of two, which they usually have had with Lukash playing. And they're finally not playing their two, you know, backup wingbacks in Royale and Regs anymore. I guess, well, Regs is back now that Sessegnon got hurt. But, I mean, Doc's a big deal, you know. But
Doc's a big deal. Yeah. Kulu's a big deal. And Bentancur's a big deal. Yeah. Yeah.
But again, we haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it.
And absolutely. So it's still. I still have question marks about that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's a really, really fair take. And I think no one's talking about that because everyone gets sort of like high when they see this kind of performance, you know, and it's just like so good and so much quality. But when you watch the goals back, I mean, we were talking about it while it was happening in Discord, it's like Spurs would win the ball back, make one pass, and then there'd be no one pressuring the man on the ball, and just the entire pitch was wide open to pass into. It was like Leeds, like you said. Like, there weren't even, like, difficult balls to play. Like, it was just, like, hit into a wide open space and Son is running or Kulu's running or Kane's wide open in the middle of the pitch. It was like, yeah, it's hard to learn much from it. Yeah.
I mean, the only goal that was ridiculous today was that Kane left footed volley, but other, insane. I mean, but they also had a couple that were as easy as they'll ever see it. I mean, Son had one that he fucked up. I mean, they had, yeah, but
Dyer had a point blank header. Berg had a monster chance.
They could have scored seven, but
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically, I'm just still a little bit cautious about it. You know, I don't,
yeah.
And I also don't see this defense as good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Doc is obviously fun because he's just like a striker. He's definitely looks a lot like he did when he was at Wolves in every FPL team, you know, last game and this game. Can he play two games in a week? You know, I mean, it seems like his fitness has been a concern for a while, but
I think Doc's a good pick.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's 4'7".
He plays, like you said, striker, third forward, fourth forward. Like, that's how far forward he is. And I do think the defense is improving. Like, I don't think they're not going to clean at the rate of like City and Liverpool and Chelsea, but they're going to clean some of those aforementioned games that you said where the other team's going to park and have really bad attacks. Like, they have two Brightons coming up. They have a Brentham coming up, you know, whatever it is. Even West Ham, like, I could see them cleaning that.
Good, you know, I mean, just by Romero, nature of Dyer, having Davinson in is like huge.
It's massive, you know, and Hugo's still good, and you know, so I like Doc almost more than like a Son. Like, Son, like,
Son looked like shit again today.
Yeah, and Kulusevski's just so cheap. It's just like, you can't, 5.5 million, or what is he, 4.5 million?
Yeah.
Cheaper, like Kane, Kulu, Doc. If you're gonna triple up, which was a lot of people's question, just even though it's reactionary to how they played today, it's just, I think value wise, it's also just way better.
Yep. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. That would be my triple up as well.
Yeah. The thing with Kane too is like Kane's Son. I mean, we've been talking about Kane versus Son for like 6 straight years. I feel like, but I just feel like, you know, especially with Son getting subbed early lately, like you'd. 1,000,000% captain Kane over Son too, which is a big factor when you're deciding between two premiums. So,
yeah,
you know, that's a good one.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think Doc is a really good pick. It's very obvious that, you know, they do things with him that Real just, you know, fundamentally cannot do.
Can't do.
My concern is with like Kulusevski and Kane. Like, I don't know. It just feels like it's a lot.
Is it too much?
Looking at the, I mean, for it's a double, you know. So
yeah, for this week, it's fine.
It's
fine. And 30, like if you know, no games.
West Ham, Newcastle, Villa, Brighton, Brentham. I mean, then they got Leicester, Liverpool. Like, they finish with Burnley. They have the Derby. It could be good. Could be okay. I need to think more about it. I haven't.
Yeah.
I still haven't let this performance marinate enough. I think today and seeing them, but it's hard when they're. Games like this that happen, and which is, you know, again, similar to with the Leeds, where I struggle to translate when I think that the game state, the opposing team's tactics, like what the other team's doing is so much, so influential. It's not like I watch the game and I'm like, oh yeah, Spurs were bossing it. They were just like, I'm just like, no, like that's not true. Like it's true, but it's not true, if that makes sense.
I know exactly. I mean, the good thing, the very convenient thing is that we don't have to worry about that for a little, because 29 is a double, so all good picks. And 30, there's like 4 games, so they're still good picks because there's no games. And they're, you know, them and Arsenal are the only good teams playing that week. Right. And then, like, we'll have more info by the time it's like 31 and people are wildcarding or making, you know, more permanent transfers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
What other games caught your eye?
Well, I think that it's like important to also look at this compared to like Arsenal, right? Because Arsenal have a double. I mean, I think Saka versus Kulusevski is a difficult call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's similar price points and, you know, for those reasons. So I thought the Arsenal game was extremely bizarre. I still don't really know what I made of it. It felt like such a non-Woy performance.
Yep.
They were attacking so much more than usual for them. And I don't know. What did you see in that game?
Yeah, it was a non-Woy performance, but it was also weird from the Arsenal perspective because just all their shots just went in.
Yeah. Foster didn't do anything, and he made one save. I mean, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, like, Arsenal didn't... They had, like, maybe one big chance was that first goal, right? That Odegaard goal, like... And the other two goals were just kind of, like, first-time hit worldies, and they just kind of chilled, and Watford were attacking a lot, like you said, and I didn't really feel like Arsenal dominated the game. They just scored really cool goals.
Yeah, and they kind of just, like, got through it.
Yeah. Yeah, they just got through it. They just, like, soldiered on. You know, eye test-wise, obviously, Saka looked fucking amazing. Odegaard keeps looking good. Laka's doing good as, you know, just a layoff merchant. Martinelli scored a... That's all he does.
It's remarkable.
It's insane. Martinelli scored a banger, you know, so that's all
which
cool.
He needed.
But
holy shit.
Yeah, he needed. But, yeah, again, like, it'd be... Similar to what you were saying from Spurs, they kind of dominate, but they didn't really dominate. And it would have been nicer, and I would have felt better about going with their FPL assets if it was like a 3-0 and they created many big chances.
Yeah, they were
and stuff
not
like
cruising.
That. They were not cruising at all.
I mean, you never felt like the game was in jeopardy, but it was very bizarre. The defense was pretty ropey. I don't know what Xhaka was doing. It was definitely one of his worst games that I've seen him play recently, I think.
Cedric's
Partey
bad.
Really didn't like get hold of the game. Like, this was a game where I would have expected him to kind of figure out what was happening and get more control. And I mean, the performance of the two of them was, I think, the biggest concern to me looking at it from an Arsenal standpoint, just because, you know, Watford were moving through them at ease, and this is a relegation zone team. I mean, this is Watford.
Yeah, I mean, they were... I didn't, like, re-watch that. I watched the game live. I didn't watch back the highlights, but I feel like none of the defenders really did well, though, to be honest.
White
like,
didn't
you
play.
Know,
Gabriel was making fouls.
Yeah,
Cedric
like, they...
Was, yeah.
Watford had by far the two best chances of the game. You know, one of them they scored, and one was the Dennis miss, but... You know, yeah, I mean, it was sketchy from Arsenal.
Maybe it was a little of a trappy kind of game, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
it
could have been.
They thought they could just turn up and just, they would win. They would roll this team.
Yeah, if I had to guess what the game was going to be like before, I'd have been like, Watford are barely going to touch the ball.
Yeah.
Like, you know, usually the way Arsenal play under Arteta is just like possession. A lot of it's, you know, maybe like middle 30, like not, you know, attacking
middle
that
third,
much, but just kind of like, control the ball. You never touch the ball. Everyone's so good on the ball and good at passing, but that was not this game.
Yeah.
Very much not this game.
You're right. You're right. And I mean, looking at their double, their home Leicester, home Liverpool. So from a defensive standpoint, I mean, it doesn't look good.
I definitely don't expect them to clean either game.
No. Yeah. I mean, you definitely are a long shot to keep a clean in either of those games, especially Leicester look a little like they have a little something going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Leicester are okay attacking.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I still do think Saka is a good option, you know, because they do have, you know, two doubles in hand, even though, you know, and then they have a really good run. I mean, they don't have, you know, they have Liverpool, they don't have City again, you know, then they do have Chelsea, but, you know, they do have a good run. So it's just kind of awkward, that timing, right, where their double from a clean sheet standpoint is terrible, but their defensive assets are, you know, have been good and are good. But like,
they're good for the rest of the season after this week.
But like, do you not start them? Do you try and bench them? Like, it depends on where you are in your team, like when you're wildcarding or what your team looks like. But I mean, you could probably show me many single game defenders that I would want to start over an Arsenal defender this
game. Yeah, which I'm gonna obviously have to look at because I have Gabriel White and Rammer. So that's a fucking kind
like
of
benching
nightmare.
White seems great.
Yeah,
it like,
seems
he
totally
seems
fine.
Like 3 points at best to me is White. Like,
yeah.
Probably more like 2, you know?
Yeah, and Hemdog was asking, what do you think about Saka and Martinelli? I feel like Saka's just clearly the better one.
It's not close.
Right now.
I mean,
right, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we could talk about whatever, but I think it's an interesting, watching Martinelli is like, ever since Laka's really cemented himself into this role and they've been playing in this formation where he hasn't really been fucking around with like the 4-1-4-1 and shit, Martinelli just plays on the fucking touchline. Like, he doesn't really come inside anymore. He hasn't been doing it for a while. And he's just not that good of an FPL pick, like, with his position right now. And it's kind of annoying. I think a big
part of it is just how good Saka is also. Not that he takes away from Martinelli, but it's just the fact that they always build up on that side.
Yeah, they do. But at the same time, it's like Martinelli is just doing the width. And he does, even then, though, he doesn't come inside. I mean, because they have no pace with Xhaka. Like, they have no recovery. Like, no one can come over and cover. Like, if he comes inside or if they overload. I mean, they don't overload on the side, like, ever. He's just, sometimes he dribbles in from his side, like, by himself. But for him to get FPL points is just not easy. It's just not easy for him to do.
I mean, his shots were both central, but they're both outside of the box.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Whereas when, like, he was good, they were like center of the box, penalty spot.
On 6 yard like striker, poacher spots. Yeah, he just hasn't been doing that ever since this, like, identity, this deal has come in. It's just like, yeah, they have Odegaard over there closer to the right with Saka, and like, that's where they're going.
Yeah.
Tierney's playing, but I mean, I still think Tierney's just not very good. I mean, I know I'm probably...
I used to like him a lot more. I feel like just hasn't, like, done shit this season.
He's just like... I feel like he's like Joel Ward. I'm watching like Joel Ward or some shit. I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, I used to rate him pretty high, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, we like Saka. We like defensive assets outside of this game week. I think that's basically where we're at on Arsenal, right?
Yeah, I mean, I also don't think Odegaard's like a disaster. He is really involved. He's 5'5". I don't love him. I wouldn't be seeking him out. But I mean, if you're in that bracket, I don't know. I mean, I guess Fraser's probably better, but I don't know. He's just someone to consider, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. But then, you know, it's like we just talked about Kulusevski's 0.5 more.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, there are many other better picks than him, but he's definitely...
He's catching the eye because he's still really young, and he basically hadn't done anything noteworthy for FPL, you know, in his first, you know, whatever, 12 months of being there or some shit. And all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, he's just looking really good. He's doing more and more every week. Maybe he's a next year guy. Maybe he'll just be really underpriced next year and all the forwards will go up. I could see that.
Yeah, he could be 6 million next year, maybe, depending if he doesn't finish too hot. I mean, he does only have 5 and 3 right now. But, you know, if you look back at him, I mean, they all came since game week 14, basically. I mean, he had one return before then. But if you look at game week 14 to 28, he's gotten 7 returns. You know, I mean, that's 1 and 2. It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, Ode. Putting Norway on the map, baby. What other games? I mean, there was the Villa game. We didn't get any questions about it, but that was insane. And we were way off on that one, right? I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I mean, well, I thought there would be goals, but I thought they would be from both teams.
Yeah.
I mean, no Salisu, obviously.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that is very bad. He's basically played every game for them this season. I mean, he's clearly their best center back. Jack Stevens is getting like rolled by Ollie Watkins in the first minute of the game. I'm just like, oh, yeah, Jack Stevens plays here.
Yeah. It's very concerning from Southampton's standpoint. I mean, they just had this nice run and then
they just laid an egg. I mean, I feel like they do this every year. Like they have several horrible games every year. They have some huge wins every year, and they finish mid-table, and that's FPL, baby.
I don't remember
baby.
Them having this... Before this Villa game, though, they were on, like, a very long run of playing, like, and getting amazing results, like, for 2 months. I feel like they're usually more of, like, 3 good games, 5 bad games. Like, 2 good games,
maybe.
6 bad games. Like, they did just have a really long run, so...
Yeah.
You know, I do wonder how much of it is the Salisu, you know, missing him, just throwing their back line just in complete disarray. But it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't have been that much.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, yes, I understand he's their best center back and yada yada, but it looked just so familiar to me on highlights of them being them. Like that's why I like. Teemo against Southampton because like they're capable of this.
Yeah,
Villa were just running free all day. Like they could have scored 5. Like Coutinho had massive
Forster
chances.
Made like a ton of saves also.
Yeah,
and they gave up 4 goals.
They were like free on goal multiple times.
Yeah,
and you know the ones that ended up going in were like the low XG shots of the you know, whatever, that tends to happen. But, like, yeah, I mean, Ings could have scored. Coutinho could have had a hat trick. Ollie could have scored another. Like, it was just ridiculous over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were basically no Southampton highlights whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, they just weren't in the game at all.
I mean, Coutinho, we really didn't talk about Coutinho that much. I mean, considered how many how many people are on him and capping him. I mean, do you think that was more just because we didn't own him and their run is so bad after the double that we were like, whatever?
No, I think it's because they've been so bad at attacking for every game outside the Leeds game since Coutinho's got there. Basically, I think we were just totally thrown off the scent. You know, yeah, he had the fucking 20 minutes against Man United, okay. And then every other game except the Leeds game, they were just barely scoring one goal, if that.
So why were so many people on him? How come so many people had him?
I don't really know. Because
the fixtures were good?
Yeah, I mean, the fixtures are insane, to be fair. You know, I mean,
home Southampton, though.
Home Southampton's good, not great. It's solid.
It wasn't good before the game started.
It's
based
solid,
on everything
though.
Else that we knew.
But even you just said you expected goals from both teams. Like, I still expect them to score, right?
2-2.
But
then, I thought it was like a 2-2 game.
And then at Leeds, best fixture in the league. I mean, maybe not with Marsh, but it's at least top three.
Do you think it was just like people at wildcard, just no-brainer, people still had him from before or whatever?
I think both of those things. I think a lot of people still had him, you know, because we're not that far from the Leeds game. And, you know, there were other things that people were doing. And then... Yeah, I think people just kind of were like, you know, trust the player, which is kind of where we were, you know, before they went on that bad run. It was just like, he's just so good. He's Coutinho. He's going to do this shit. And yeah, he could have like quadruple returned. It would not have been unfair. Yeah. So I think we just missed that one.
Yeah, we missed that one.
We missed this one more than the Reese one, right? Because like, he's going to start both. They're incredible fixtures. We need to just go back to where we were on Coutinho, you know, back to where he was on the Leeds game and the Man United game. Like, he's going to be free, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And we just missed that.
Yeah. Okay. I think I agree with you. I think we missed that one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
We got some questions about the blank in 30, even though it's not really relevant to us because we're both free hitting. But D-Mac said, for those not planning on free hitting blank week, 30, Arsenal and Spurs are the only teams who double and don't blank. Can we talk through the best options from these teams? Is Spurs defensive thing? So we kind of did that already. And then Hardly Boys, I know you're both planning on doing free hit 30, so it doesn't apply to you. But those of us who are not, is it worth to take multiple hits over the next two game weeks just to get 11 out? Is there a minimum number of playing guys we should be fine with rolling out if we can't get to 11 without hits?
I don't know. I'm definitely free hitting. I haven't even really thought about it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are the games that are happening?
Wolves Leeds, Villa Arse, Leicester Brentham, and Spurs West Ham.
Yeah, I'm probably free hitting. Okay.
I have like four players. Yeah.
I don't think it comes back to, I mean, we do this, this happens every year, right? Getting 6, 10, 9, whatever. If you're taking all these hits, you're throwing points away. I mean, you don't want to get bad players. You're not like, don't get out your good players for worse players just because they have a game in game 30, you know, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, they're probably going to blank anyway, because most players blank every game week anyway, you know? So I think just stay true to like that basic concept of like, just because, you know, Trent doesn't play, don't get in Kilman for him ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't have point. Don't you have 0 points from that spot then or whatever, you know?
0 points is a net gain. Yeah. Think about
it that way. But if you're, you know, I mean, if you're doing, you know, something like Dennis to someone who play, like, all right, whatever, you know, fine. If it's, you know, you do these little fringe spots or players that are kind of shitty anyway, then, you know, you look at those players, you know, and you focus on them. But, you know, we covered the Spurs and Arsenal ones, but, you know, otherwise, I don't think, you know, you should be getting any non-doublers for 29 who play in 30 in 29. I think that's stupid. Like, what are you going to be getting in, like, Leicester players just because they play in game week 30, even though they don't have a good fixture in 29 in 29?
Yeah. Just doesn't seem good to me.
No one's doing any of that shit. So, you know, you make your bet in line. You know, if you want to... Getting more points in game week 29 with your good team is going to probably be better than like fiddling around with your assets in 29, so that you have players in 29 and 30.
Yeah,
exactly. Transfers there versus just trying to maximize your points in 29. You know, give yourself that cushion so that you don't go down that much. I mean, in 30 or something like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I would go.
Yeah, you have to basically average out the weeks and don't just think of it as 1 week's a good week and 1 week's a bad week, because you can make the bad one way worse if you're taking hits, and then you make 31 even worse than that because you have bad players.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Yeah, you have to think about it over a period. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in that position.
But also, if you have free hit, I think you should just free hit, because you don't want Wolves players, you don't want Leeds players, you don't want Villa players, you don't want Leicester players, you don't want Brentham players, you don't want West Ham players. So just free hit them in and then never see them again.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What are any other games you want to focus in on?
Well, my Wolves shout came in.
Let's go.
It looked like the mess that I was saying they were.
I was telling you that they're not going to fucking clean Palace, dude.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I knew that, and that was one thing I was like playing around with, if I could, like, of getting rid of Kilman too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just.
Kilman to Reese. Oh, imagine.
I mean, I was looking at that. I had a minus eight with him lined up with Bruno.
Oh, imagine.
But I didn't. The old Palace, like, in me was definitely too strong, I think. Because I was I was negative on Wolves, but I was negative on us too. It's like a bad job. But
I'm like that, as you know, with Liverpool all the time. Like, you'll be like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? They're gonna dominate. And I'm like, kind of sketch. You know?
Yeah. I also wanted to talk to you about Fraze.
Yeah. Flying.
I mean, there are certain players I know that are firm, well and truly in my blind spot. And I mean, Fraze, Bournemouth, Edward, like,
like the memories are flooding back.
The things are blaring, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I'm still watching this fucking guy. Like, he scores off of post, like, tap-in, like, okay.
I'm not a believer.
I mean, he's fucking whatever, right? This is Ryan Fraser.
I'm like, not a
everyone's fucking jerking off about Fraser. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. People are like saying that, like, we were wrong with going with Willock over Fraser. And I watched the highlights and I'm like, I don't know. I'm still not a believer. And maybe we're both just blind to him. But what I see is a player who just, like, looks down and just kind of lofts balls into the box without looking. And yeah, he scores a rebound. That's, you know, not going to happen again. And I'm just like, yeah, it's not going to be consistent returns, especially with a striker who can't score. That's like, you know, when him and Callum were flying for those periods where they would have, like, you know, eight good game weeks in a row and people would double up on their assets. Like, Callum was a big part of Fraser returning. Yeah. He was finishing the chances. Yeah. And now they have a striker who can't score. Jacob Murphy on the other side. Like, St. Max might be back next game, but yeah,
Wood's just insane.
I mean, to be fair, Wood played that ball for Murphy. That was the post that then Fraser scored. Like, that was a sick turn and ball, and I was happy for Wood. But
that was
very
keen of him.
Yeah, it was very keen, but he's not looking like scoring anytime soon. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a believer. I don't know what else to say.
I'm happy to hear you say that.
They're at Chelsea, at Everton. I mean, at Everton's one of the best fixtures in the league, but, you know, at Chelsea, they'll probably get nothing, I would guess. So, you know.
He's flagged. Did he get injured?
Who, Fraze?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
He got subbed off. I don't know.
Oh, I missed that.
That would be amazing.
And Murphy St. Max? Yeah. Oh, my God. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, all right. Brighton are a mess. Love that. Love to see that.
Brighton are
Potter might be a scam.
It's possible.
I'm starting to actually think about it.
I think he's good and has a lot of potential, but the thing with him that I would be, before he gets a big job, if he ever gets a big job, I would be like, prove to me that you can attack. Like, that's the main thing for me.
You can do more than just possess the ball.
Yes, because I know their players suck, but, like, you have to score some goals sometimes.
Yeah. The thing, too, about it with him is we know that they miss a lot of their chances because we watch them play and they miss a lot of their chances, but they do not make many chances. That's just the thing.
Yeah,
you know, they miss like two a game, but those are the only two you have.
Right.
So, it becomes like that's the story. When the story instead should be, actually, players that wear Brighton and get paid like they're on Brighton are finishing at exactly the rate you should expect them to finish.
Right, which is
kind of what they do. They've been doing, you know?
Right.
They just don't create enough. So that's why they draw 1-1 and lose 1-0 and lose 2. You know, that's why they just fucking lose all the time.
You ready for this? Their goals per 90 are 0.93. And their non-penalty, that's how many goals they score per game, 0.93.
Not one.
They score less than a goal a game. They score the fourth least goals per game in the league. Their non-penalty XG is 0.99. And that is also fourth worst in the league.
The
only teams below them are Wolves, Burnley, and Norwich. So they're the fourth worst attacking team in the league. They're below Watford.
And
they're below
Brentham,
non-penalty.
Yeah. I mean, and when you look at Potter and his resume, this is literally the exact same problem that has been plaguing him since he got there, and he has not done anything about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what says about the manager. I mean, it's a concern, you know,
it's a red flag, and that would be like, right, that's your interview right there. And how he answers those questions would be like, if I'm hiring you or not.
He's going to be like, oh, I'll just play Motor every game and he'll never score.
He's just like, no, I have enough goals in McAllister, Neal, Motor.
Because rotating Gross and Lallana and Motor and Neal and Welbeck, these are goal score. Like, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's like,
what the
fuck
are you doing?
Yeah, Graham, do you think we need a right back? He's like, I could get a Solly March on a good deal. And they're like, well, I don't think that solves our problem, Graham. And he's like, no, trust me. It's all we need.
Speaking of managers. Yeah. Did you see this Laga?
Okay, tell me about it, because I don't really know what happened and I didn't see it. But people are tweeting me about it and I didn't see it.
I mean, I think it's the beginning of the end for him.
What did he do?
So we just dismembered them. It wasn't
destroyed.
It was not a game.
Destroyed.
In the post-game press conference, you know, Keanu Hoover is playing like his second start of the season. Semedo's injured or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just in the press conference on blast. My young players think everything should be handed to them, basically. When they look and they see they aren't playing, they don't train hard. And I have many of them. Like, he's like, I have many young players like this. In the press, I understand that English is not his first language, but it was
and
suicide.
Did he specifically call out Hoover?
He specifically called him out.
Okay.
It was bad.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think he's not going to work here for much longer, because doing things like this, you know, it's easier to fire one man than a squad, as they say. I don't know. I mean, it was really insane. Like,
Palace finally broke him.
Well, it's the other thing too, right? With which we were kind of talking about.
You must have loved that, though.
I loved it. Oh my god, I have loved it. Are you kidding me? I fucking loved it. Because this is the same thing we've been saying all season, is that he's been living on this edge, getting these like insanely lucky,
freaks,
improbable,
inspired results.
3 points. When this should have happened in game week 9 or whatever, like game week 10. Like, this has been coming for so long.
Oh, yeah.
The performances have been so far and fuck away from the points on the board and shit from this team. And, you know, he really lost his fucking shit after this game. It was just like you wouldn't see out of like a high school press conference.
Yeah,
like
no
a high
one,
school football
that's,
coach.
That's a ridiculous thing to throw the young players under. But yeah, I mean, shout out to...
Right, and the thing too is, like, he's probably right?
Oh,
I mean,
that doesn't even matter. Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter. It's like, how can you be a manager at McDonald's and do this? Like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, be
what
like
the
our
fuck
new
are you
hire
doing?
Is, yeah, he's not putting in hard enough shipping to throw him under the bus. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just insane. Actually insane.
I want to shout out Cole, who made the thumbnail for this episode, because he was texting me and he was like, okay. He's like, what do you think? This is going to be like a really dark episode or like an upbeat? And I was like, I'm doing really shitty, but I'm not going to be that dark. And like, Walsh has Kev And then I was like, oh, and Palace absolutely destroyed Wolves. So I think Walsh is going to be like buzzing. <It's> like, called that.
Yeah, I mean, beating Wolves, beating Leicester, favorite things.
Those are your derbies.
My derbies. Brighton, your derbies. I'm happy about being Brighton, but yes. I am more, Wolves and Leicester are more important to me.
Yeah, yeah, way more invested in those two for you.
Yeah.
Well, good job by you there. You know, in Liverpool, what did you think about the Liverpool game? Because I didn't watch that live. I forgot how weird it is to not watch a game live. Like, I'm so cracked out in ADD about whenever we're on, right? Because yeah. I have, like, my laptop, Discord, Twitter, yeah. ball, like, game. Like, I'm fucking high on many different things happening. And then I'm, like, quietly at my parents' house. I was upstate, like, quietly at my parents' house, like, watching the recorded on my laptop. Like, nothing to, like, look at. I'm just, like, I'm just watching the football. Yeah. What was it like? How'd it go down? What did you think of that game?
I mean, it was an interesting game.
Yeah. West Ham had chances.
Yeah, they had chances. It definitely felt like Liverpool were never going to lose that game.
Yeah.
Just watching it. I mean, I think, you know, Luis Diaz is a player.
He's so fucking good. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah. I mean, for the window that Spurs had to bring in Kulusevski, you know, Bentner,
they had an amazing
their biggest window was bringing Luis Diaz to your team. By almost getting him and actually putting the fire under Porto's asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But he's really good.
Yeah. And he just needs to get his shot better. I was thinking. Yeah.
A little bit of clinicality, which should come, I expect. Because he was banging in for Porto.
He can cut in at will. No one can stop him. And he just hasn't really hit that like curler yet, but he will.
I mean,
he will.
He's unplayable. Yeah, he really is. He's really there's no stopping him, really. It's just about like trying to block it or put him into a position where he might just, like get it sailing or something. But I think as he settles in, he's going to be insane. Yeah, it felt like it was just an easy, in-control game, even though there were a couple of West Ham chances. And I feel like if it did go 1-1, it would have just gone 2-1.
Yeah, it felt like, I agree with that. It seemed like when we needed to put the pressure on. There were so many almost chances. Like Mo should have scored. Like it should have probably been 3-0 before West Ham
Mo
had a chance
on the field.
Mo should have had multiple chances. He also got fouled a lot. I was getting annoyed at that.
That first chance he had that he missed, I could not believe
it was the first 30 seconds of the game. He was clean through. He just
on his foot. It was like that was the most favorite. That was like his goal. When I think of a Mo goal, it's like that's the goal I think of.
Bent that far corner, it just hits the side netting. It's just
easy.
No, yeah. I was like, I knew beforehand that he wasn't going to score it, and I was still like, oh, this is obviously a goal. Yeah. I was like expecting a goal and then offsides or something. It's like because there's no way he's not scoring this. But I don't know. It was maybe a bad time for me to bring in Jota. I mean, shout out to Mane because he's He is just like seamlessly like, I'll play striker.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's a very different role. He's like barely on the ball, whereas when he was on the wing, he was on the ball all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And he just pops up with his shots and his goals and whatever. And like, So.
Yeah, that was, I think, the one thing I said more than three times in Discord is like, Mane looks fucking good again. Like, he looks right now is like, this is the best he's looked in 3 years at Liverpool. These last few games since he came back from Africa, he's just I agree with you completely.
Seamlessly adapted to a brand new role. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a patently better role for him because the thing that was driving us insane about Mane for all this time really was just the giveaways, you know, he just gave the ball away cheaply too much.
Yeah.
And now, you know, when he's using his movement more and getting on the end of things rather than not, you know, I mean, he did do, you know, he did create, you know, progress the ball pretty well many times against the West Ham, I thought, but I don't know. There's just something about him. That I think that in addition to just his confidence, I mean, he's on song.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
Definitely a confidence looks, player for sure.
Yeah, and he just looks really, really good. And
he
this
has
is
five
it's exciting.
Goals in his last five. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting, you know, watching Mane playing well again because I genuinely feel like it's been so long.
Yeah, I might have fucked up by getting Jota. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I still, like, what my thinking was, like, Bob's out. Jota's still first choice. He'll probably start. Yeah, Bob's close now, and Mane's now a striker out of nowhere. So yeah. I'm like, and Diaz is on fire, and Mo's undroppable. So all of a sudden, I'm like, fuck, when is Jota going to play?
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, you got him for the double, then you're going to be wildcarding 31. So if it still is, well, because the one thing is, too, right? We've never really seen someone come into a Klopp team, even like, let alone in January, but even the fucking summer signing, and come in and like start and games in a row.
Yeah,
and he started four of the first five league games he's been available for.
That's just insane. Unheard of. Unheard of.
So, you know, you're not expecting that, but here we are. And you watch him play and it's like, oh yeah, he could have been here for four years, the way he plays.
We've also never really seen a Klopp team with depth. So like, we don't know what rotation's going to be like.
That's
like he subbed Mo off early. Like that never happens.
Yeah, I mean, I was very happy to see. He was the worst.
It's a good sub, but I just mean like that never happens. He never does it. Yeah.
Right.
So we'll see. Yeah. It might be like, you know, a little roulette-y in the run in, especially with all the other competitions. So we'll see. All right. Well, we're going to try a thing and not really talk about our teams and shit and captains. And when the weeks are normal and we have the Patreon pod on, you know, Thursday nights, the Friday My Life pods, we're going to just do that shit on that pod because we end up just meandering and being like, oh, we'll talk about it on Thursday, figure it out on Thursday anyway. So yeah, I guess we're doing that now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of the thinking also is just, it's a lot of wasted time we talk about, and then we end up reiterating some of it on Thursday when it applies, or you know, or it changes dramatically,
right?
So yeah, I think we'll start doing that, but I think we could just at least give like who are we capping or whatever.
Right So what are you looking at right now? Are you just
right
on
now
Mo?
I'm on Trent.
You're on Trent.
Yeah, I'm on Trent right now.
Why Trent over Mo?
Mo looked like fucking dog shit. Yeah. And, you know, these two away fixtures, I just feel like are, you know, I mean, similar to the West Ham game, I mean, at Brighton, at Arsenal, don't scream like goals to me.
No.
I think that they're going to be just, you know, tight games with not tons of chances. And I think, you know, Liverpool are going to want to, you know, maybe go up early and hold, you know, just like they did against West Ham. So, you know, I imagine those more like 2-0s than, you know, one of them going, you know, crooked.
Yeah.
And Trent looked incredible. So. Yeah. That's where I'm at there. But, you know, you guys play Inter tomorrow and, you know, we'll talk more about Thursday. But right now, that's what I'm on.
Yeah. You're on what do you think? What do you think about Kane for cap? I mean, it's also two aways. It's at Man United and at Brighton. So same at Brighton fixture, but it's, you know, they're just playing so well. I'm like a little tempted, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like just like it's like a form thing, right?
Yeah.
And Mo is the obvious one and he'll be the most capped and he should be because he's the best. But. It's that's going to be like the thing. Like, I think we'll spend a lot of time Thursday night talking about like Kane versus Mo versus Trent as like really the only contenders, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
really
people might do like Son or something.
Yeah. I guess if you have Son, it's like similar, but
that's who it's going to be. It's going to be down to a
or
Liverpool.
Like Saka punt, but I don't like that.
No, not when they play Liverpool in one of the games. They basically have, you know, a single game plus 2 points.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be the tough call, and I haven't really settled yet where I'm there. And then I still have Bowen, so he's going to go. Probably Kulusevski because they have a double and it's the same price bracket and all that stuff. And then I just have to, I'm going to have to really like rack my brain what I want to do with Ramsdale, Gabriel and White because I don't really have a bench to like put someone in. Like I'm not going to start Ramsey single game week over one of these guys, but they're all like bad picks this week.
Yeah.
So, and I'm, you know, and then I'm free hitting and then I'm wild carding. So maybe I should be considering wild carding this week. If I have that many, like, you know, I would have Bowen, Gab, and White in my lineup. I have Dennis single game week in my lineup. Maybe I should reconsider.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, what's the disadvantage to wildcarding now compared to 31, other than just the time? I mean, in terms of the players or the teams that you're looking at getting players from?
Probably nothing. I mean, right? There's
not much.
Not much.
You're going to want some Spurs guys. You're going to want triple Liverpool, and you wouldn't have Jota.
I'm going to get Chelsea guys. They're home Newcastle.
You don't want this much Arsenal exposure.
No. Yeah. You know, I'm still going to get rid of the same guys too, right? Like, you know, I don't want Ramsey. I don't want Cucho. I don't want Dennis. I don't want Bowen.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this should be wild card now.
Shit. I haven't even thought about that until the second. Fuck.
I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense not to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of doesn't make sense to wait.
Yeah. I'm not really like set up for a good game week.
No, you're not. You're set up to scramble.
I'm set up to take hits and scramble and probably get another red and then free hit and then wild card.
Yeah.
Whereas I could just wild card now.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to think about that.
I think wild card looks like. Should be on right now.
Oh my God. We just potted for an hour and then we're like, you should wildcard.
Well, that's why we pot again on Thursday.
Yeah, that's why we go again on Thursday. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll start tinkering, I guess. Here we go.
Yeah, you should definitely start tinkering.
Okay.
Okay.
Thursday, I'll be heavily tinkered and I'll see where I'm at.
All right, cool.
What about you? What are you looking at moves wise and shit?
I have no clue. I mean, something I could do if I want to get saucy is I could do Dennis, Bruno, and Kilman to the aforementioned Spurs trio of Kulu, Kane, and Doc.
Oh my God. And plus, oof, that's good. Those are all minus twos. You're only taking minus six. I mean, dude, let's go.
Yeah, I could do that.
That sounds really fun.
But I don't know. I might not. I still was like thinking about Bruno and shit. I don't know. I definitely don't want Kilman anymore. I feel like I fucking betrayed myself.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We all and do Dennis, that all the time.
I mean, Dennis is very exhausting.
He was actually pretty good, I thought.
He was very good. Yeah. I thought he was fucking amazing. He fell away in the second half of the game, but I thought it was one of the better performances from him I've seen.
He's just a very good player, but it's still like he's still a Watford player, and he just gets so many two-pointers. It's just tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, and having him is tough. So I have to think some bit more, but I haven't thought too much about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out.
I just have no room to wiggle if I want to do that trio. I have zero in the bank if I want to do that. And like,
so
I
you
think
need
all
to do
my
it
guys
like
are
tomorrow, probably.
I have to check prices. I mean, it might be something like that. So, fuck. I mean, I could give a fuck. I'm doing so badly this year anyway. Like, if I want to do it, if I look at it tomorrow and I'm like, and you know, then I'll just click it. But
do it. Yeah, I'd love it. All right, bro. Anastas, we got one new Patreon sign up this week, Philippe Sturas. In there, sup the ass, slappeth thine ass. Any last words, brother?
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Do check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield, sportspatreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Sports Social Podcast Network.